Acting Mayor Matt Klayman said yesterday's press conference simply confirmed existing suspicions.
None of us should be surprised by this news. The national media tells us that nearly every state and every city in our country is feeling the economic downturn.
What the new mayor could now officially pass along to the community was a fairly exact picture of the municipality's revenue status.
In the last 10 days since I became acting mayor, I've been meeting regularly with our senior staff to review the economic situation. Before discussing these challenges with the public, it was important to develop as complete a picture as possible. We are confident that we now have enough information to lay out the challenge as we see it to the public.
The administration currently estimates the budget shortfall at $17 million. But as Klayman explained, that total is a moving target, subject to the whims of an unpredictable national and international economy. The estimate combines the municipality's 2008 known revenue shortfall and 2009's predicted budget revenue shortfall. Last year, municipal revenues were almost $9 million below predictions. Right now, this year's revenue challenge is about $11.5 million. Like Klayman, Anchorage's chief fiscal officer, Sharon Weddleton, said not all the news was bad.
The vast bulk of the revenues in Anchorage are stable and don't fluctuate along with the economy. However, we do have some exposure to the economy in our revenue stream.
In Weddleton's depiction of the city's projected revenues, over $400 million fell into the stable category. It's this large stability factor that distinguishes Anchorage's economic situation from many cities across the nation. But about $50 million is labeled fluctuating. Weddleton said just to be conservative, the fluctuating portion is shown somewhat larger than it probably is. She then delved into the city's revenue weak spots.
We have three major areas of exposure. The first area of exposure should be no surprise to anyone, and that is that the state of the economy has materially affected our investment portfolio, both in 2008 and we anticipate in 2009.
The 2008 portfolio hit was just under $9 million. The 2009 estimate for below-budget revenue is about $7.5 million.
The second area of exposure is that some of our business activities that generate revenue to pay for municipal services have slumped recently. And then the final area of exposure is a new area of exposure for 2009, and that is we've become concerned that tourism activity could affect the municipality of Anchorage's hotel-motel bed tax.
Weddleton says the business activity shortfall of about $2 million is already being addressed, and that the bed tax situation might in part be covered by underestimates of possible federal revenues. That leaves $17 million in existing and estimated shortfall. With the challenge defined, Klayman says he's already begun the city's response.
In the last 24 hours, we have reached out to each member of the Assembly and to representatives of the eight employee unions to alert them and request their assistance. We have given all municipal departments a heads up that they will be needing to find cost savings. I'm asking each department to search for expense reductions that will cause as little pain as possible, both to employees and to the people who depend on municipal services.
Klayman declined to describe any actions now being considered to cope with the problem. He did note, however, that 75% to 80% of the city's operating budget is labor cost. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.